Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo.
Yo.
I have an update.
Yeah?
The text where they said, you know, they found their husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked about
sexting.
Yeah, sexting. Me and Julia people. Almost got a divorce over it.
Yeah. All right.
It was bad. Really bad. We fought. I mean, me and Julia have more relationship problems than these people.
Right. Well, we're often an alliance. So, like, when we fight, it really upsets me.
Right. Both of us. It's, it's harmful.
We go home with him.
So, the text on Tuesday said that she's been married for 15 years. She found out that her husband's been sexting. He hasn't done anything physically with anyone, and their sex life between the two of them is very healthy. What should she do?
Right. And so, she responded today, said, I listened to your podcast, and...
And?
We had some questions for her, so she answered them. The exchanges were through email that he had left open on her phone.
Oh, is that how he got caught? Okay,
yeah.
So email, huh?
On
email with girls on OnlyFans.
Oh, they were OnlyFans girls?
Yeah.
Wait, was it like texting, sexting, or is he just messaging?
I guess it was emailing like explicit stuff with OnlyFans people.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. You don't get, unless you're a Duggar or something.
It's there for.
Yeah, you don't get in trouble for that, right?
Yeah, so
that,
she said, I told him, pick a lane. And she said, we picked a lane, we're going to be happy and stay married. Good for you.
Okay. Unless she had previously disclosed, like, hey, right. I don't, like, it upsets
right,
me.
Right, and that's got to be way up front. That's got to be up front when dating, where, like, hey, I think porno's cheating.
Right.
Then you can be like, okay, we're going to go Dutch, and I'm out after this, right? Like, I'm no longer, Red Lobster's over, pay for your own captain's feast, I'm out. But if you haven't had that discussion, then porno's not cheating.
No way.
Yeah,
no.
I agree with you. And and as, you know, we were very on opposite ends the other day, but I will say I think this is all right.
Yeah, okay, I think it's way different. That's like, I mean, I know that cams and messaging people on OnlyFans is a little bit different, I guess, than just watching
streaming
the
porn,
the
but
video.
It's not.
But not really. It just costs more.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day.
I mean, if the problem you're saying is, hey, I don't want you subscribing to paying $2 a minute for cams, that's another argument to have.
Yeah, right. It's a money problem.
Right, but that ain't a cheating problem.
Do you think that, I'm sure there's someone, but I mean, generally speaking, is there like a large group of people that would say, I'm totally fine with you watching all the porn that you want, but getting on a cam thing and paying for a cam model is
probably.
Too much.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Probably people think it's too far.
Because
they probably would see it as like personal.
Too much of a connection. Even though if you explain to them like, hey, I'm not going private. I'm in here with 20 other dudes.
It's like, even if you went private, it's still like a stay-at-home strip club.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right. Or so if the strip club isn't divorce material, then this isn't divorce material.
Or it's like the women who say, you can go to the strip club, just don't buy a lap dance.
Right.
Oh.
Right. That's the exact same thing. There's no physical contact.
Yeah, I think strip club should be equal to camps. Okay, so then which do you think is more likely that someone would say, I don't want you...
I think someone should be more upset. Well, I don't think they should be upset. I think they should be more upset if you go to a strip club and get a lap dance, then you do it, stay at home and look at your computer while your wife's at work. Those are two completely different things.
Yes. I mean, one is, there is a
both
physical
not need for, you know, a ton of discussion, but I would think one is, you know, slightly further to crossing
the
line.
Yeah, I would think more women would have a problem with the lap dances than the cams or whatever.
I would think so.
But also, do you think cams or messaging people on OnlyFans, are they equal? The messaging.
Yeah, I think
the
exact same thing.
Okay, that's that. I'm just making sure again, because I would think it's the same thing too.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, message me your requests or whatever. It's not like you found a way. And as long as she knows this, hopefully she didn't think like, oh, he's got this person's information. Yeah, you know, he got her private email. So, no, she's giving it to people on OnlyFans and saying, message me.
Well, they said they're going to pick a lane. So she even agreed with, I'm not going to bring this up all the time.
Okay.
It's over. It's done. We're going to be happy. So good for you.
So he got caught by using her phone.
I don't really know. Why use her? One thing you should be mad at him about is being stupid.
That's really dumb.
Like, it's almost like he wanted you to see.
Or certainly didn't care at the very least, right?
Well, I would say wanted to, because even didn't care,
can I use
unless you can tell me, right? Because if he was going
to
do OnlyFans, you would think he'd at least make up a fake account and not one that would be on your phone.
Right.
That's probably why he's using his Yahoo.
Right, but why is he leaving it on her phone?
Well, that's the
unless some way it got connected to their Yahoo and he didn't know.
Right, or were they sharing
their Yahoo? Because that happens, right?
All of a sudden. Ooh, does Yahoo still have games? Because maybe he's like, I'm just going to play pool real quick. And she's like, yeah, your whole email's here. It's two.
Oh, right.
But why doesn't he have a phone to play games, you know?
Maybe he's grounded.
Is it possible they have like a throwaway email that they share? And he's like, I'm going to use this throwaway email.
No, so he'd be still too risky. I got to think somehow his Yahoo account got connected to one that was on her phone because they have a ton of accounts that are connected.
That's what I'm thinking,
right? Because sometimes you can see, like, if you have Google, it'll come, my oldest has a Google email, and for some reason on my phone, it comes up, like, do you want to sign in? So if he was signed in, maybe, and I opened it, it might just be on my phone.
Yeah, you know what? It does do that, because I think I used, like, so this is a perfect example of what happened, was that I, lost my phone one day, had to log into, like, the Find My iPhone thing, and now, like, Josh and I is, like, iCloud stuff is like logged into each other, so like
it
now sometimes
weird.
His email will come. Yeah, it's weird.
Mine too.
Yeah, the one that always comes to mind, obviously, is if you are an Apple user, an iPhone user, then you've got iMessages, right? Which now I think maybe even Signal and some of those other messaging services that you could use on Android, some of those are now letting you use multiple devices at once. So now, if you're new to that, like if you're an Android user your whole life, and it's
I just
got
to think there
mind,
was some sort of complication that he didn't realize, that his Yahoo account got hooked to hers somehow.
And he could have grabbed it literally and said, I need to look, let me see your phone real quick, even if his is dead or whatever. Maybe he logged in there to get a password reset or something for something on the TV, forgot that he'd logged into that, and now she's able to see the other things that he's emailed on there. Because, Snowcone, yours was just the old-fashioned iMessage, right? Or was it email?
iMessage.
Yeah, iMessage, man. I've got an old iPhone in the coffee table drawer at home. And, it's not turned on, but every time I turn it on, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a phone sitting right here that if someone were to steal this, I mean, they'd still have to unlock it, obviously.
Right.
But it's got my messages on there. You just got to at least be aware of that, because it's one of those things that it sounds obvious, but only really because you probably know someone who got caught cheating, or you've heard a story about it, someone getting busted doing something, and then you go, I would never do that. Otherwise, you might not think about it.
Right.
Same way, I mean, the email thing, too. So we don't know exactly what happened here, but there's a million ways to get caught cheating, I'll tell you that.
Right, and you don't realize it.
Right. And again, he wasn't cheating.
And there's
cheating.
Stuff that happens, like if people send you pictures, you download pictures, and you keep them. Sometimes even you delete them, it gets uploaded to the cloud, so then they go to the cloud, and all of a sudden there's a picture there.
Yep.
Right, and you're like, what? I looked at that for 3 minutes and got rid of it. And they're like, no, it's on the cloud. And your wife threw all the baby pictures. And you know what I mean? You're like, God damn it. I hear those stories quite a bit.
Around my house for some reason. You remember that movie Sex Tape?
Boy, have I heard those stories.
What wasn't it just called Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and was it Jason Segel, right?
No idea.
It was when it came out, people made fun of it. Because this is such a stretch. That this is how their tape got out. But nowadays, honestly, I think if you went back and looked at least the plot of that, the basic outline, it's not that crazy. Like, we thought we deleted it. It went into the cloud, and somehow our kids, we accidentally gave them access to the same iCloud account that we have. It can happen.
It can.
It's like Lazo always says, anything that you text, you got to be comfortable with it being printed on the front of the New York Times. I think any picture you take, you got to be comfortable with the idea that 20 years from now, someone else will find it somewhere else.
Right.
Because it feels like it never goes away. And if you have automatic backup to iCloud or to Dropbox.
Now here's the question, because it goes a little bit further than that. So let's say, Julia, I just put you in the position, okay, of our texter.
Oh, so I'm the...
You're the one, and you happen to open up. Somehow the emails from your boyfriend got put on your phone. You open up and you read them, right?
Sure.
And you're like, okay, now you can probably see what the girl looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect you if she doesn't look anything like you? If she's totally different, do you start to think about that? Like, oh, Like, say, I mean, you have, I don't know, you have purple hair, but I'm guessing naturally brown. Or let's say it's a blonde and you're shorter and petite, but she's 6 foot two, right? Like, are you like, what? Is he not into what I, would that be one of those things where you start to think about it?
I don't know. I want to say no. Right. But, like, I've not been in that position to where I can say that and, like, you know, I might be in my head
I think
or feeling
I would,
insecure
even
that one
if it's
day.
Not cheating, yeah. if I'm dating this girl, she's like, oh, I love you and you're so hot and whatever and all these things. And I look at, like, who she's messaging on OnlyFans and some 6 foot six Italian guy with right slick. I'm like, boy. That ain't the same.
Ah, but it's porn.
I know, but it's just a fantasy. That's why. But I totally still think in my head, maybe I'd be like, oh.
Right.
Where if it was a guy, you know, who looked like me, I'd be like, oh, well, that's fine, right? It'd be different, I guess. And then the other thing is, what if he is just talking about stuff that you guys never do?
What do you mean? Like, what kind of stuff?
Sexually.
Oh, sexually, right. Okay.
I want this and this and this and this and this.
I think
this,
that would be
like,
bothersome because it's like you, if especially if it was like, hey, you never said that to me.
Right. But maybe he would be embarrassed. So then you could take that two ways. Like, okay, this is troublesome, right? You've never brought up to me, but you could take it like, hey, he was embarrassed to bring it up to you. But anonymously, he's not embarrassed, right? Like there's no name or
I would say that is more bothersome than looks opposite of me.
Okay.
Yeah, the looks opposite, though, could be a problem I could see if you go back. And it's not just once. It's every single search has been 6 foot two Italian, you know, dark skin, tall and handsome, whatever.
I get it. Like, I want to say no right now, but, like, if I was in that position and I was feeling, like, real insecure at that time, I could be really upset by that, you know?
I feel like, I think it's the opposite for me. And I think if they were like, oh, I'd be like, well, you know, they're not looking for people like me because I'm on the couch watching sports, right? So, you know, what they're looking for is a fantasy, which would clearly be different than what I am. I understand that, right? That makes sense.
No one's looking for me, right? Well, no one's looking for my type. And also,
I'm here. So you're not looking for you wouldn't describe a person like me because I'm here. You'd be like, oh, look, what about this other thing that's out there that's different than what I have, right? I understand that. That's part of what a fantasy is, right?
Yeah.
I like my car, but I fantasize about other cars, right? And you know what? They tend to be different colors and made by different, right?
Right.
Makers and stuff. I think I would be... I think the, like, I'm into other things that would be troublesome, I think, only because how do you bring it up now?
Yeah,
so like Slim's girlfriend looks at his email and sees it, and all he is on like pegging sites, right? And she's like, oh, you're into that, but now we can't, it'd be really awkward if I just did it, right?
I like how Snowcone just nodded, like, that's true.
That is true.
And I just brought it up because his girlfriend knows. So I was like, you know, we're not really, you know, going too far, but right? So,
yeah.
That would be weird. Like, oh, you're into that? You never mentioned it to me. And you're like, well, it's embarrassing to mention it to you. You know, we're partners. It's kind of like, you know, out there to the left field a little bit.
Look, this is all circumstantial. Right. And there's not like a one-size-fits-all answer.
And then if she came in with it and said, you know, we're going to do this, you're like, no, I only thought about it, right?
Right.
Well, the whole thing's weird.
What if it's something that she's been asking you to do and you say you're not into?
Mm.
Now, I guess he could say he's been doing research, but still, I mean, if he's like, no, I don't like that at all.
Anyway, I would, you know, if you got a chance to read those emails, go through them and, you know.
see what the story is.
I mean, there's no, like, you picked what you're going to do, and I think you made the right decision. You're going to stay married. You're not going to dwell on it, but maybe there's some information in there that could actually make your marriage a little bit happier.
Yeah. And I'm curious. We won't say anything. We're not going to use names like that. But yeah, we'll say something, but not your name or anything. Sure. So yeah, if you got any other details, please share them.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.